Bjørn Hassler and Lucy Capewell are both from the University of Cambridge and discuss why an institution like Cambridge is involved in an initiative like iTunes U.
As a university, we have a role in society and we disseminate our media to all sorts of different groups. And we then have to ask ourselves, how will those groups interact with this media? How will they actually find the things that we have? And it's really against this backdrop that the iTunes U initiative arose, offering higher education institutions to put their media in the context of the iTunes application, which also means in some ways onto people's desktops. And that's an interesting proposition for any higher education institution to have this additional reach to meet these additional groups of people.
iTunes U went live in, I think it's October 2008. Prior to that, there have been lots of very small tentative steps into podcasting in one form or another. At the time iTunes U went live, we were fortunate enough to have something called the streaming media service, but it isn't just streaming, actually. It does downloading and RSS and stuff like that as well. So we were able to participate in the launch of it because the media actually mostly already existed. And we just sort of carefully select it.
How do you decide what material to select? What's appropriate for a channel like iTunes U?
iTunes U really is set up as a learning opportunity. So if you then think about this as a leading institution, what kind of education should we make available? And I think the obvious choice with this is really, well, what education do people expect from Cambridge? Well, we're a higher education institution. And so would it be all that surprising to assume that people come to the Cambridge iTunes U store expecting something to do with higher education? No, of course not. That's what we're about. So I think for many institutions, it's just a question of disseminating what they already do.
The very, very first thing that you need to think about is who is your audience. Don't ever start with, oh, I've got a nice piece of content, and in a hazy kind of way think, oh, I'll bung it out and the academics at my own university will like that or whatever. It's not really good enough. You need to think about your audience. Are you going for a general public audience? Are you going for a school children audience, an alumni audience? You've got to be clear about it, because that will then inform how long the film is, probably whether it's video or audio, what platforms you're going to put it on, what style you're going to use. Are you going to have commentary? Aren't you going to have commentary? How much do you want to spend on it? You know, that absolutely has to be your starting point.
iTunes U is one of your shop fronts, and it's one of the places where people look for your media. And I think if we look at the different models, the different ways in which people have deployed iTunes U, we see lots of differences in what kind of media people select. That is just to do with institutional preferences and has to do with what kind of media institutions have. The Open University's got a long-standing relationship with the BBC. Of course, there's archives, there's shelves and shelves full of tape. There's editorial teams that can deal with that media. And I think for many other universities, that isn't quite the case. We have some archives at Cambridge that go back some time, but they weren't actually used for iTunes U because they're quite hard to retrieve. And we have nowhere near the same amount of archival material as the Open University. And I think essentially there's sort of three areas that one can think about, and this is promotional, informational and educational.
Does Lucy have any advice for those wanting to create material specifically for iTunes U?
Once you've got a budget, then you need to think who was the most appropriate person to carry out this work. I would suggest that you should always start with a producer of some sort. Don't veer off and go to a camera operator or a graphic designer. They're not writers or creators of narrative, and if you want a more complex piece, you need someone who can do that. Don't be for one minute fooled because somebody is very competent and geeky with the technical side of life that they are a filmmaker, because you will probably come a cropper. They might be great at operating the camera, but if they can't write and they can't structure, then you're not going to get what you want. In higher education, there are many, many different sorts of products. So you might end up with a sophisticated, 5 or 10 minute film, which you'll need commentary for, you'll need music for, you'll need, all these different aspects to it. And then you, right at the other end, you might just want an audio-only recording of a lecture.
So, having considered the content, how does an institution make sure its brand is reflected in the materials available on iTunes U? Lucy Capewell.
Clearly, for any institution, branding's extremely important. we already had branding, of course, for websites, for, you know, text-based stuff and PowerPoints and presentations and so forth. But we didn't have anything at all for new media, so that had to be created from scratch. There were two parts to that. One was getting the graphics for the still stuff and on the actual website itself, and how, you know, the packaging of YouTube and iTunes would look and our own video portal. But in addition to that, you also need to commission some moving graphics to stick on the front and at the end of your pieces. You may also want to think about getting a digital on-screen graphic, which, so that if people do inappropriately use your media, it will bear your name no matter what, even if it's re-edited and so forth. You may also want to do something called chest supers, which are the name straps that come up when people are talking, so you can identify them and brand them. And it's a matter of employing a graphic designer who can get the same look and feel across a number of different templates. So iTunes U needs different kind of graphic templates to YouTube, to Vimeo, to whatever. But there needs to be some sort of consistency across the piece. So you need to think about that and plan for that.
Does Bjørn Hassler have any advice for other institutions considering the iTunes U initiative?
My advice would be to not try and do that alone, but to try and talk to other people. And so what other people are available? Well, there's a bunch of initiatives in the UK, such as Steeple and Steeple Benefits Realization. There's lots of other institutions interested in lecture recording, video capture, video processing. There's the international Opencast effort. I think that the worst thing to really do is to start on your own. If it is the university of such and such that wants to do this as an institution, there will be issues that you come across around scalability, around infrastructure, around rights, around kind of managing the whole process. So I think it's worth trying to look into other people's experience and see what they got from this. So I think there will be unexpected challenges. I think the only way of meeting those unexpected challenges is by creating successful teams within your university, by bringing together the right kinds of people to do this. The only way that you can really make content production happen at a large scale is through grassroots activities and through empowering people at various departments to produce their own media. And that means training and support, bringing people together, starting a kind of a cross-institutional, a whole institution process that can make that happen.
This podcast was produced by the Open University for the Steeple Project, funded by JISC.